Annyeonghaseyo, and a very warm welcome to you all. Thank you. If you're worshipping with us for the first time, it's good to have you here, and we hope there'll be a chance to talk to you after the service. The service is being live streamed, so we welcome those joining us on the internet from home or elsewhere. Worship today continues with Messy Church at 3 o'clock at the manse, and then the evening service at 5 p.m. here. Please refer to the notices sheet that gets sent out each week. If you don't receive this and would like it, let us know and we can get your contact details and add you to the distribution list. There are a few copies at the back for any who don't get them any other way. Just to highlight a few events from that sheet, next Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3 o'clock in the Mayo Hall, Carol Clack is doing a recycled Christmas card workshop, and they'll be making Christmas cards, ornaments, bunting, and gift tags. So if you need any of those kind of things, that might be a fun place to come. 24 hours of prayer. Our next 24-hour day starts at 6 a.m. on Friday, the 26th of November, running through to 6 a.m. on the 27th. If you would like to lead some of that, please get in touch with Leslie. And on the subject of prayer, just to remind you that we continue to have the daily prayers. So 10 a.m. any weekday morning, you can join a half-hour prayer session with other members of the church. And the contact details for that is on the internet. The church contact list is published. If you haven't already got yours, Christine is at the back today. Please see her to get that. And congratulations to Hyunju and Sohu, who were married here yesterday. We wish them God's blessing. We wish you God's blessing in your married life together. And it was great to see you already in action serving the coffee this morning. Some news of people. Sugin is now back from Korea, but his parents and those of Haejeong are still in hospital in need of our ongoing prayers. So Young is also back from Korea after the funeral of her grandfather. So we continue to remember them in our prayers. Also, those still at home feeling anxious about coming out, but as a consequence, they can be lonely, so we must think of them. And finally, to remember all those known to us who are unwell or finding life difficult at the moment. Thank you.
Join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. We join together to sing, O God, our help in ages past.
Thank you.
Please have a seat. We join together to pray. Let us pray. God of prophets and priests, God of disciples and apostles, God of witnesses through the generations, you are God of patience and perseverance, a God of love and of hope, a God of healing and resolve, a God we can trust and rely on. Surrounded by memories near and far, we come before you, O Lord our God. In the middle of turmoil, you offer us peace. In the middle of conflict, you offer us resolution. We come before you now to worship. We know that our future is in your hands, and we also know that your promises are true. Creator of all that is good, we bring our sorrow and our anguish and our distress for the ways in which we have failed to show your love. We have not been peacemakers in every day. We have held on to bitterness and anger. People have given their lives for us, but we have failed them. And we ask to be forgiven. God, who is beyond our rivalries and our disagreements, beyond our cruelty and beyond our neglect, your word to those who repent. My child, I hear your pain. I take your burden. Go free from your past. Go in peace. And follow me. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in mask. Good choice of mask this morning, eh? Fantastic mask.
Poppies a go-go. Good morning, everybody. Everybody in the building, wave. Everybody at home, wave. I don't... Over there. I'm going to ask everybody, please excuse my back. Please excuse my back, okay? So it's very... I'm going to ask everybody if you are able to stand. If you're not, then to raise your hand in the air. And people at home can do this as well. So please stand up if you're able to. Children can do this. Um, And I'd like you to think just about this last week as I give you these different scenarios. I'd like you to sit down or put your hand down if you have argued with someone. Be honest. John is sitting down and Maggie is standing up. Who's John been arguing with if it's not Maggie? Okay. It's a very peace-loving congregation, clearly. Sit down. Jack, are you sitting down? Have you argued with your sister? Yeah. Yeah. Esther, have you argued with your sister? Yeah. I'd like you to sit down if you've struggled with something at school or work. Struggled with something at school or work. I'm going to sit down. Sit down if you've worried about something. Sit down if you've been late or run out of time. Congratulations. Sit down if you're a goody two-shoes. Clearly, that's just a silly way of showing that, yeah, we experience lots of everyday difficulties. Jesus said that we would. Big things, small things. And today, for example, we are celebrating a dark time. Dark times, plural, aren't we? We are remembering our wartime heroes. So we are to expect trouble. But Jesus also said, and we will discover this as we move through the service, that darkness would eventually lead to light. So let's take hope in that promise. Amen.
Amen.
And if there was anyone left standing at home, let us know, and we can give you a clap as well.
you can also join the Goody Choo Choo's Club. Yeah, that's good. We're going to join to sing Peace, Perfect Peace.
Thank you.
Please have a seat. The passage from the Bible, which Will Bright is going to read to us, is part of a shocking passage. You're chugging through Mark's Gospel, you think to yourself, oh yes, stories of Jesus, and then you slam into Mark chapter 13. And you've obviously done your homework, Will. Mark chapter 13 is a very strange chapter, and then you pick it up, 14, we head towards the cross, we head towards a little bit of the resurrection. It's a very strange chapter, speaking about the end times. And we'll read this passage to us.
The destruction of the temple foretold. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon one another. All will be thrown down." Then he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple. Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nations will rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." Thus ended the reading.
Forever, people have been fighting about stones and bricks and mortar. "Look at this, my castle, my temple, my church building is bigger and better and brighter than yours. My house, my clothes, my jewels, my car, all brighter and shinier than yours. My country, my bit of land, my views, my ideology." And then the fighting starts. "Because I am better than you are worse." The reality, of course, is that we are different. Or do I want to take what is yours anyway? Do I think that my status is compromised by your possessions? Your status? "That is not what matters," says Jesus. "They are all coming down. They will be gone. They will be destroyed. There will be wars," he says. "Do not be alarmed. Pandemics," he doesn't say, but he would have done. "Pandemics, do not be scared. There will be people trying to move into God's place. Do not listen," he says. "They are the start of something painful that could turn out to be good, like birth pangs." We're often inclined to put things in the place of God. That includes our stuff, but it also includes our views of our nation. The country where we live can easily become worshipped. Nothing must come before God. We are citizens of a different country. This gorgeous little island might be where we live, but that is all. It is not where our ultimate loyalty belongs. The things that hold us human beings together are stronger than anything that separates us. We are all cherished children of God, all of us. And each of us needs to ensure that we worship the right one. Let us be still together. So let us pray. Lord, we have friends in heaven that we've never met, faces we never saw, and names we don't know. They are friends who died for us, a child of yours we never knew, who gave their lives so that we might live. For such friends, we thank you, Lord. We are a fruit from fallen seeds that died for peace to multiply. Prune our faith so that your love can grow, to show our friends in heaven that from their sacrifice came lessons to remember. When we share your love, we are your friends. And any friend of yours, any child of yours, is a friend of ours. Thank you for the friends in heaven we've never met, faces we never saw, and names we don't know. The friends for whom we will give our lives, who will be forever our friends. An enemy with whom we share our love will be a friend forever. So, in memory of the friends in heaven we never met, help us to obey your command to love as you loved, that your will would be done on earth as in heaven, and your kingdom would come in such enemies, and there would be an embrace as new friends forever. Lord, we pray. Amen. I invite you to stand. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning we will remember them. Let us remember before God and commend to God's sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those that we knew and those whose memories we treasure, those whose stories we have heard of, and all who have lived and died in the service of all of humanity. So let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ nothing can separate us, neither death nor life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for those we remember on this day, the known and the unknown. Fulfill in us the purpose of your love, and bring them with us to your eternal joy. And we pledge ourselves to serve you in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Keep us faithful, now and always. Lord, we pray. Amen. Will the congregation please be seated? No, not to pass. Piece of poetry and a reflective piece, and then I will lead us in prayer. A Christian army medic who had served in both Iraq and Afghanistan volunteered to serve in a COVID-19 ward in his local hospital. He found it as challenging a place to be as any army field hospital he had served in. His daily prayer was that he would be able to be a bearer of light of Christ in the middle of trauma. Could it be that that would be a good daily prayer for each one of us, particularly at this time, when for so many, life is strange and tough? To be a bearer of the light of Christ in the middle of trauma. And to help. A poem by Wendell Berry, The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down in the wood drake, rest in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the blind day stars, waiting with their light for a time. I rest in the grace of the world and am free. So let us pray. As the year turns and darkness casts its shadow, keep us firm in the hope of light to come. As we face the wounds of history, reflecting together on the pain caused by war and conflict and the scars of mistrust and aggression, knowing that in our world today, people are on the move because of the violence and the threats of violence of others. Lord, show us the pathway that leads to life. We remember all who long for freedom and peace. We pray for Nazim Zaghari Ratcliffe, unjustly detained in Iran, for her husband who's just stopped his hunger strike. But for all the others, all those others who have nobody to advocate for them, and for those whose suffering is in their own home. For women and children who live with domestic violence. Those for whom their home is not a safe place. And we pray for those people who are longing and searching for a place they could call home. Migrants risking everything in search of a better life. And in these times, we particularly pray for those on the Poland-Belarus border. And Lord, we know that the whole thing is complex, and that peace and climate change and fair trade, they're all wrapped up together. So we're glad that some things have happened at the COP26, but we know that more needs to happen. Lord, we are the recipients of so much of the wealth of the world, and easily and quickly we shut our ears to the truth. But it is a catastrophic thing that the temperature increases. And we pray for those who are on the front line of global heating. We think particularly of the people of the islands of the world, the Pacific Islands. We pray for those who live in areas where there is still war. Myanmar, Sudan. We pray for peace in the pain of our broken and troubled world. We pray, Lord our God, for trust in politics and politicians. We pray for leaders who would serve the people. And of course, many voices compete for our attention, and we are tempted to go with the easy answers to complex problems. And we're afraid of the cost of following you. Strengthen us, Lord our God. Show us the pathway that leads to life. That we would be your brave, kind, and loving people. That we would be advocates for those who have given their lives and limbs, their sanity and their wholeness for the sake of conflicts that they did not start. Show us the pathway that leads to life, for you are our God. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we know that many people have already given their offering through the banks, and others, there's an electronic device over there for those who would give electronically, but for those who would give cash, our offering will now be received. So let us pray. Generous God, creator, redeemer, sustainer. At this table, we present this money, symbol of the work that you have given us to do. Use it. Use us in the service of your world to the glory of your name, to be people who do not merely remember war, but people who work for peace. Blessed are you, Lord our God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we join to sing, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord, and the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those who we love, wherever they are. Amen.